November the 11th, 1976, and it's exactly 7 o'clock p.m., and this tape will be the beginning of explaining and containing many things that I've had a privilege of having a part of or in, creative things, experiences. And so consequently, I will document these on this tape as to the area or location where they happened. And this way, it'll put everything in the light of the location where all of these have occurred. So what I will do is I'll start with San Diego, California. Now, when my wife and I and my children lived there, we moved into Claremont, which was a suburb of San Diego, and we lived on Massasoit Street, and that was many, many years ago, of course. My wife was very seriously ill with cancer, and this is one of the reasons we moved there, and Convair Astronautics moved us there and got us this apartment, and we were moved from Tucson, Arizona to San Diego. And I worked at Convair Astronautics, of course. I was a tool design engineer. Now, I was working with many areas of research in the use of electronic instruments on bacteria, fungi, and virus. Now, way back in 1953, I met a man by the name of John Crane at Convair Aircraft Company, where I was working with him in tool design engineering, and I was a checker for his work. Now, everybody does a design for any company. His work is checked to make sure that it's accurately done. And so consequently, this is what I had done with him. However, he at one time knew a man by the name of Royal Raymond Rife, a Ph.D. He was an old man. And this man was working with electronic instruments also for the devitalization of microliving organisms that were the destructive agents or the causative agents of destructive diseases such as cancer, well, all kinds of diseases, flu, colds, athlete's feet, and pneumonia, etc. And so consequently, this Dr. Rife went out of business. He just quit because of the fact that he had been arrested for quackery, and he wasn't a quack. The man was one of the greatest individuals I've ever known.